Now, verse 21. He says, in speaking for God now, I hate, I despise your feast days, and I will not take delight in your solemn assemblies. Though ye offer me burnt offerings and your meal offerings, I will not accept them, neither will I regard the peace offerings of your fat beasts. Take away from me the noise of thy songs, for I will not hear the melody of thine harps. Now, here is the thing that he's saying that we have been repeating here. Back of these people going through the ritual were lives that were dishonest, and we're going to see the three national sins that that nation was guilty of. And it's the sins that have destroyed all nations, and they're sins that'll destroy our nation. But God's people need to recognize that their faith must be real, and faith is not fake or fable. It's reality. It's laying hold of a person. And believing is not deceiving. A great many people say, well, if you believe, why, it's because you're blind. It's a blind faith. Well, if it's a blind faith, forget it, because God doesn't accept that. Faith has to have an effect upon the life. Faith without works is dead, James says, and that a living faith will produce that, and that we've been saved to produce good works, Paul says. All of this is important. Now, these people, they were living lives of sin, they were engaged in idolatry, and yet they were going through all of this, and God says, I despise it. I have no use for it. Had you ever stopped to think that many of the song services that we think are so enthusiastic, you know, a group of people singing, their heart not in it, but a big mouth is in it? Do you think maybe God has accepted it? What do you suppose he would think if he came to my church or your church? What would be his viewpoint? Well, we better not deal with that. Now he says, but let justice run down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream. Have ye offered unto me sacrifices and offerings in the wilderness 40 years, O house of Israel? But ye have borne the tabernacle of your Moloch and Kion, your images, the star of your God, which ye made to yourselves. Now, apparently the people in the wilderness, they went through a ritual. But when they would meet these heathen people, why, they wanted to take on their gods. And you find the worship of Moloch was where children were put in the arms of a red-hot idol and made a sacrifice. And the screams of those children were terrible. But that was the human sacrifice. Now, God says, you can come to church on Sunday and go through the ritual of believing in me. But when you are worshiping Moloch during the week, when you are worshiping this idol of covetousness, when you go out after the almighty dollar, it was like Cardinal Wolsey. Remember when Henry VIII took away from him Hampton Court and was about to do away with him? Fortunately for Cardinal Wolsey, he died a natural death, but he wouldn't have had he lived. And on his deathbed, he said, if I had only served my God like I've served my king. And a great many Christians will have to say that on their deathbed. I have served the god of Moloch down here. I have served the idol of covetousness. I've served the idol of sin down here, the things of the flesh. I've worshiped those things. And I have not served my God. Now, friends, I don't care how sweet the music is going to be, and what nice words the preacher will say at your funeral. But you and I are going to stand at the judgment seat of Christ. And I want to be very frank with you. That disturbs me somewhat. I want things straightened out down here as far as I'm concerned. Now, listen to him here. He says, verse 27, therefore will I cause you to go into captivity beyond Damascus, that is, beyond Syria, saith the Lord, whose name is the God of hosts. Now, you see, Israel is to be punished in the future. What will be this? They're to go into captivity. And they're to go into captivity beyond Damascus, and beyond Damascus was Nineveh. The Assyrian would take them into captivity.